Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
Thank you so much for joining us today and being here for the message. We are in the series Planted at the moment. We're in the third part of that series. Pastor Chris spoke last week on repetition, which was a really excellent message. But today we're going to be looking at what does it mean to be rooted. I don't know about you, maybe in this season at the moment, you're perhaps feeling the opposite of that. You are feeling uprooted in the sort of chaos and confusion that we are experiencing. And I just believe this morning that Jesus wants to come in and speak life today. He wants to speak truth over you in your home, in your family, with whatever situation it is you might be experiencing, whatever you're bringing to the table today. I just believe he wants to speak something into you. So we've been unpacking Psalm 1 as we've worked through this series, just the first few verses. And today we're looking at the third verse of Psalm 1, which says, "That person is a tree planted by streams of water." In the Old Testament, we see a lot of analogies around trees, streams, deserts, mainly talking about Israel and its people. And we actually see the terminology here from verse 3 in a few other pieces of scripture in the Bible. One is Psalm 92 from verse 12 to 14, which says this: "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age, and they will stay fresh and green." We also see this terminology in Jeremiah 17, verse 8, and Ezekiel 19 from verse 10, but we're going to come on to those later on in the message. So what does it look like to be rooted, to unpack this today? Of course, the idea of roots are intrinsically linked with the concept of being planted. Roots are the thing that give life to the plant. They are the thing that sucks up the water and the nutrients from the soil, but they are also the thing that keeps the plant and the soil in place when rain comes, when wind comes, when mud flow comes. The roots keep the plant anchored. They also help us to evaluate the health and the long-term production of the plant. So often when we maybe buy plants or flowers for our houses and gardens, we look at the top level. We look at, you know, how beautiful it may look and what it might add to our environment. But actually what we need to look to determine the longevity of the plant is at the health of the roots. And I think so often we can be like this, can't we? We can project what is beautiful from a top level. We may know how to present really well to those around us as if we're coping and we're doing well in our lives. But actually, if our roots are not solid, if our roots are not healthy, when the wind, waves, and storm comes, we will quickly be washed away. Or perhaps what the outside world sees, they soon will realize is only artificial. So how do we become rooted then? How do we become like the tree in Psalm 1 that is planted by streams of water that bears fruit? Well, I think the best place for us to start looking is actually at Jesus, at the words of Jesus. What does he have to say about this matter? And in John 15, we see Jesus talk about himself as the true vine. And I think we can learn a lot from this piece of scripture and from Jesus's words. So if you want to turn with me, we're going to jump into the Bible and we're going to go to John 15 and we're going to pick this up from verse 4. So John 15, verse 4 says this. This is Jesus: "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can it bear fruit unless it remains in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I think Jesus is really clear here about what he means to be rooted, that concept, that idea. He repeats it several times, not only in what we just read, but in the verses that preceded that as well. He says, remain in me or abide in me. He says this over and over, and I think this is what it means to be rooted, to remain in Jesus, to abide in him. Jesus is really clear here about what it means to be rooted. He says it repeatedly, not only in what we've just read, but in the verses preceding that as well. He says, remain in me or abide in me. That's what it means to be rooted in him. And actually, he here, we see from this verse, is the one who gives life, allows us to bear fruit, to grow, to develop. And so in actual fact, he is the root. He is the one that allows us to flourish, who holds us, who sustains us. We are the branches and he is the vine, and the branch without connection, without being attached to the vine, becomes lifeless and unsustainable, much like a plant in connection to the root. Here are some other meanings for the word root. When we look at this word, there's a few different things that explain what it may mean. The first being something that is an origin or source. So we can actually look at another piece of scripture here that says the love of money is the root of all evil. So here it is the origin, it is the source of evil, it is the root. The other is the essential core. So this may be when we talk about our heart, you know, at the root of the heart, at the core of the heart, this is the issue, it is the essential core. And the other meaning is the part by which an object is attached to something else. To be rooted means to be attached to Jesus, to be attached to the root. He is the origin, the source, the essential core of all that we do and all that we are. He is the anchor to our faith. He is the one that holds us in place when the winds and waves come, the one who clings to us when we cannot cling to him, the one who brings us fresh water when we are trapped in a desert. The one who provides peace in the midst of chaos, who sustains us when we can no longer continue, who restores us when we are broken, who brings unity where there is separation, and who heals where there is hurt and suffering. When we remain in him, he is the root of our lives. And that is when we will begin to bloom and produce fruit. But that outworking, that bloom, that fruit is nothing to do with how good we are, but everything to do with how good the root is. You see, the value is not in the beautiful flower, but in the dirt and mess of the root. In the one who Isaiah 53 says there was nothing particularly beautiful or majestic about his appearance, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, the one who would step into the dirt and into the mess, into the pain and the suffering. He is the root. If you're like me in this climate and in this season, the world is so evidently hurt and broken, and I think that can feel really overwhelming at this time, seeing everything that the world has experienced and everything that we're experiencing in 2020, all the things that are happening can feel quite overwhelming. But hear this today, the pressure is off you to hold it all together. The pressure is off you to carry the weight of the world, because he has already carried it. We were never meant to do this alone. We see this in John 15 when he talks about himself as the vine, and he says, no branch can bear fruit without me, and apart from me, you can do nothing. We were never meant to live this life without him, to carry all the burden, to carry all of the weight, but we were meant to remain in the one who carries all of that for us, who has already overcome the world. He gives you power and he gives you strength. How exhausting and tiring is it to strive and achieve and bear fruit on our own? You may be experiencing that in this season at the moment, in your home environment maybe. This is what it meant when he got on the cross for us. He got on that cross for every bad day that we had, every time that we would waver, every time that we would forget him, every time that we would go wrong and not quite hit the mark. he remain rooted in God's plan for him so that we could remain anchored and attached forever to him. So if it means to be rooted is to understand that he is the root and for us to be attached to him as the branch is attached to the vine, what does that actually look like? How do we outwork that? Well, simply, I believe it is a relationship with Jesus. How do we do that? Well, there's a few ways that we can do that. Chris talked last week about the Word of God, about the Bible, about being immersed in his promises and understanding who he is and the plans he has for us. Worship might be another way. For me, music is a way that I connect to Jesus, a way for me to make space and listen to him, but also to worship him. But one of the main keys to this is prayer. Prayer is simply a conversation. How do we do relationship with anyone? Well, we listen to them, we talk to them, we spend time with them, we make space for them in our lives. And this is what a relationship is with him, to know him, to love him, to learn the way that he loves us, to experience his comfort and his peace, but also his challenge, for him to grow us, develop us, and not allow us to stay the same. To have a relationship with him means that he is not our last resort, but in fact, in times of need, in times of joy, he is the very thing that we run to. In Matthew 11, verse 28, we see this is what Jesus wants. He says, "Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden." He says that I am gentle, I am humble, and in me your soul will find rest. Colossians 2 verse 7 says this, "So then, just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built in him, strengthened in the faith you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Let me tell you this morning, a single moment with Jesus is transformational, but a series of consistent and regular moments with Jesus will change your life. And so finally, I want to come back to the verses that we looked at the beginning, Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 10, and Jeremiah 17, verse 8. And I'm going to start with Ezekiel. Ezekiel is one of the prophets of the Old Testament, and we know from the context of this book and the preface of this book that Ezekiel actually was living in a time of international upheaval. Sound familiar? He was living in exile, and so we pick up in Ezekiel 19 from verses 10 to 13. This is a lament, it's a chant, and I just want us to read through this. "Your mother was like a vine in your vineyard, planted by the water. It was fruitful, full of branches, because of abundant water. Its branches were strong, fit for a ruler's scepter. It towered high above thick foliage, conspicuous for its height and for its many branches. But it was uprooted in fury and thrown to the ground. The east wind," we know this here is a metaphor for King Nebuchadnezzar and his army, who exiled Ezekiel and the Jewish people into Babylon. So this here is a metaphor for a real life situation, for an attack that the Jewish people are experiencing. So the east wind made it shrivel. It was stripped of its fruit, its strong branches withered, and the fire consumed them. Now it is planted in the desert." That's in exile in Babylon, that's a metaphor for that. "Now it is planted in the desert, in a dry and thirsty land." How much does that chapter there, those verses there, relate to what we experience? A time of international upheaval where perhaps we were feeling planted by the water at the beginning of this year. We were flourishing. We were dreaming of all the plans that we had, that everything God wanted to do in us, in the church. And then in a matter of months, we felt uprooted and planted in the middle of the desert, in a dry and thirsty land, feeling lost and confused. If you're feeling that today, if you're feeling in a season of drought, I just want to speak to you and say there is hope. He hasn't forgotten you. He won't stop using you in this season. When we understand that he is the ultimate root, the source, the essential core, there is no season we experience that shifts the promises and plans that he has for us. You won't be washed away. You won't be overwhelmed, but we must learn to trust in him, to remain in him, not in ourselves and not in the places of this world, the seasons of this world, but in him. And so in contrast, I want to speak this morning, Jeremiah 17 from verse 7 to 8 over us today. I want to speak this life over us in this season. It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in a year of drought." In 2020, in a year of drought, it will not be anxious nor cease to yield fruit. When we remain in Jesus, attached to the root and the source of life, despite the season, he tells us we will continue to bear fruit. Understand this today, you are not the root. Your circumstance is not the root. Your finances are not the root. Your appearance, your accomplishments, your house is not the root of your life, but Jesus is the root, the thing that sustains you, the thing that holds you together. And so I just want to end with a couple of things speaking to us in this season where we may be overwhelmed and we're now trying to find ourselves planted somewhere else, remaining in Jesus. I want to speak a verse over us and then just a piece from a song. And the verse is John 16, verse 33. "These things I have spoken to you so that in me, not in yourself or in your striving, but in Jesus, in me, you may have peace. In this world, you may experience tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." And finally, just a piece from a song. It's from a band called King's Kaleidoscope. It's called A Prayer. And the worship leader that wrote this song actually wrote this from, it took it from a journal excerpt that he'd written, suffering with an anxiety disorder. And he journaled, he'd wrote to God, had a relationship with him, spoke to him about his experience. And this is a really raw and vulnerable and very real journal entry that came out of this song. And so if you listen to this, bear in mind it is real, it is vulnerable, and there may be some words in there that might cause offense. But I just want to read a bit that I think is so powerful, just as we close this message. The words say, "Jesus, where are you? Am I still beside you? Am I still beside you? Jesus, where are you? Jesus, where are you? I'm right beside you. I feel what you feel. And I'm here to hold you when death is too real. You know I died too. I was terrified. I gave myself for you. I was crucified because I love you. I love you, child." Jesus, this morning, I just ask that your peace, your comfort, your presence would just come into the house, the home of every person watching this morning. That we would understand you are the root of our lives. We are attached to you. We remain in you. And when we do that, you hold us fast through every season, through every circumstance. Help us to have a relationship with you this morning, Jesus. To be raw and vulnerable when we cry out, "Where are you in this season? We don't understand what is happening." You are there. You feel what we feel. You walk this with us, and you have already overcome the world. Thank you, Jesus, for getting on the cross for us so that we could forever be attached and remain in your presence. In your name this morning, we pray. Amen.